Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
And I am Madeline Bass, and this is Empowering Your Mind. And excuse me, it's not a good day today. I'm fighting a couple of colds and a couple other situations, but it's all right. We're going to move on anyhow. I'm so excited to be here to share with you one more time. As my friend tells me, it is blessing time. It's blessing time. So we are here, and we're going to get right into the meat because we only have 15 minutes. And I know that you guys are hoping, pray that you will enjoy what we have to offer. We're going to jump right in. Okay, today we're talking about now is the time to grow. Now is the time to grow. We have gotten so much going on in this world today with the riots. We have weather. Like last night, we were in a tornado warning, and you have people who are just not feeling church at all. They don't want to go to work, or they're having struggles at their work. People are laying them off. Their businesses closing down. So this is the time right here and right now to grow your ministry. If you have home businesses, now's the time to start getting that off the ground before you lose your job, before there is a layoff, before, excuse me, those bad things happen. Someone gets sick. Living all of them, actually, where I got let go of my job because I was sick, and they didn't think that I would return. They really didn't expect me to be able to walk and talk again. They just replaced me with the girl that was filling in for me. So things happen. And so now is the time to grow. Now is the time to move forward. Those of you who have businesses of your own, maybe you have a home business, you may own a boutique or a salon. You know, we have different types of businesses, lawn services, where you housekeeping. You know, there's something for everybody, you know, and we just need to be excited about that. There may be people who pick up other people's laundry and do their laundry for them and deliver it to them. You know, these are little things that people just don't think about, babysitting. All of these are little things that you have the ability to do that may be something you enjoy. But all of the things that you have, sit down and make a note, things that you like to do that you just wouldn't mind doing on a part-time basis, but growing you into your own business. Those of you who are doing ministries, focus on the need of that group, that ministry. What is your mission statement? Look around. There is someone that needs you, even in your church, in your family. You know, a lot of times it's hard for families to support ministries or a ministry leader, if you're a ministry leader, if they know your history. So it is important that they see you grow. It is important that they see the shift come within you, that it changes, because they're not going to be willing to listen to you or follow you if you're continuing the same pattern or doing some of the same things. So now is the time to grow. Now is the time to hit the ground with both feet, moving it and getting your breath in your lungs of life, getting the instructions that you need and getting the training that you need in order to get that done. So here at Empowering Your Mind, I, Madeline Bass, your host, want to be the part of you to be able to move to your next. So we're super, 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 super excited. All right, the first thing we're going to talk about today, and we don't have a whole lot of points, but because the main thing is timing. So you're in a time and you're in position now to do something different. So like I said, no matter what it is, your ministry, business, church, school, no matter what it is, it's the time to get things going. So the invitation is where we want to start. the being aggressive, I know a lot of home businesses, network marketing businesses, they tell you be aggressive, get out there and push next, you know, and you're telling them to forget about them. If they don't want to support you, leave them. But, excuse me, as believers, we should have the no man left behind thing. We like the army. No man left behind, you know, with the salvation. We want people to have changes that come in their life. And I'm telling you, if you connect to the right people and you're following the assignments that God gives you for those people and build the relationship with them, your businesses, your ministry, it will grow. It will grow. And it grows in God's timing. It can hurt you and it will haunt you if you are too aggressive. Now, there's nothing wrong with being bold. There is a difference in the two. So make sure you keep in mind to not be aggressive with your businesses and ministries. Don't hit people over the head if they don't see your vision, if they don't see the business that you're doing as being beneficial to them, because everyone can't do the same thing. We just can't. There's all types of different things in the world. There's different restaurants, there's different gyms because there's different programs, there's different hospitals and clinics, there's different doctors, lawyers. So being different is okay. So how you operate, what you have going for your next, it's up to how God will have you do it. So build relationships with individuals that you're trying to do business with or ministries with. Why did you open it? Why did you start it? What is it that you're doing? These are some of the things that you can talk to with individuals with focusing on your circle. That's one of the most important things. So why did you start what you're starting? And then how can you solve that problem, you know, the purpose of it? I'm going to use my home business, which is Madeline's Business and Things. I started the business because there's a need for the services that I have. Even now, ladies and gentlemen, the 30th is rolling around quickly. Open enrollment is going to shut down, and now it is the law that you have coverage or you will be penalized. So you get coverage for your car, you get coverage for your houses. We talked about this a little bit last week. Why not have coverage for yourself? Why are you not taking better care of you? And I understand the expenses that are there, but people, I'm telling you, you don't want to get yourself in that position to where you're penalized later, because you don't know what later has in store for you. And if you're not working and you don't have insurance, guess what? You're going to run into a problem. It's going to be an expense, and we've talked about that several times before. Have events for your business or your ministry. Have events and three-way calls and webinars, and I'm hoping and praying starting in the month of May I'll be able to do a training where you guys will be able to go in and I can show you step-by-step on how to start a webinar, how to get your conference calls and be productive. You've got to be willing to get out there in the social media world and share what you're doing. Don't be aggressive, but be bold enough to be able to share it and have different sections of individuals that you share your social media with, the information that's put on there, because everyone, like I said, is not going to see your vision. So you don't want to end up blocked. You don't want to end up, you know, being ignored, you know, where they may stay your friend, but they just kind of have you where your information is not placed in their feed. You need them in their feed. So you want to make sure that you're not too aggressive with what you're doing. Use your events to push. Use your events to be aggressive. Use your event to be emotional, passionate about what it is that you do. That's the time that you do that. Be able to do, you know, 15-second snippets like Instagram. Those are things where you're visual and people can see you. That's a place where you can go. 15 seconds is nothing. Do a little commercial. Let people see your day. Let them see what you're doing. Let them see what you're involved in. That's one of the ways to be visual for people, because that's what we are, unfortunately, right now. We are microwave world, and they want everything right now. So when you're posting a flyer or whatever, now flyers are not even good. They look at the picture. They may click like, but they did not look at it. You know, some people may read it. Unless it's reading something ridiculous, you're not going to get a response from them. You're not even going to get an acceptance to an invite that you send out. These days, I'm noticing positive is being kicked to the curb because people feel like positive is negative. They feel like positive is boring. They feel like positive is too much. It costs too much. But people, what we need to understand is you're going to have to invest no matter what it is you choose to do. So just like a person is opening up a club, you still got to have the fundings to do that. You got to get licensed. You got to get certified. You need to know the information to grow. If you're opening up a barbecue place, you're opening up a fish tank, you're opening up an aquarium, a daycare center, it doesn't matter what you do. It costs to open all of these things, and it's very costly to open up businesses in a physical place. You have rent, you have the overhead of payroll, you have cities coming in, you have ordinances that they have you to don't get fined. You know, so these are things that we just don't think about. There's going to be an expense no matter what you do. Those of you who are in home business, network marketing, that is your best avenue. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, I get sick of hearing it. But it is the best avenue simply because your overhead is no more than what you've been paying anyway for your rent, your lights, your water, your phone. You're going to have to pay those bills anyway. So that's your overhead. But the plus side to that is it's a tax write-off for you as a business owner, as a home-based business owner. That's a tax write-off. Part of your rent or your mortgage is a tax write-off. Anything that you do that has to do with your business is going to be a tax write-off. You can even use your kids as part of a tax write-off. So know this information. If you don't know, you can't grow. So make sure that you build relationships with those who are around you. Be a problem solver with what you're having to offer. Have your events, 3UA callings or webinars. These are things that you're going to need. Tools that you're going to have. Purchase CDs, DVDs. You know, listen to a person. If they give you a brochure, don't throw it away. You know, if it's something that you feel like you may use, magazines, you know, get out there, get the information somehow. Get whatever you need to get and listen to whomever you need to listen to. Maxwell, John Maxwell, people listen to T.D. Jakes. He talks about business all the time. A lot of people listen to Oprah. You know, if you're not going to listen to the information that these individuals are giving you because they are successful already, then you're going to have a problem. So why not listen to individuals who are telling you and showing you how to be believers in business and still growing? It's the same strategy. We're just going to have integrity about ourselves. We're going to have morals about ourselves. So these are some of the things that I wanted to share with you today. Now is the time to grow. We've moved from January, and we're now in the month of May, and it's moving in quickly. And we've talked about, you know, setting up your plan and your strategy, writing down your dreams and your visions. We've talked about all of this. So now we want to get to the place where we can continue to grow. We're putting that vision into action, and we're moving. Remember, can't stress this enough, that your vision is yours. So don't expect other people to build it or to see it. Be willing to grow, and those whom God has for you, if he's given you an assignment, he will equip you to build it. And it just may take time. It took Noah a minute to build that ark, but a lot of people thought he was crazy because they had never heard of rain. So just like your businesses, it's the same thing. People may not see the vision, and they may not see what you're dealing with or what you're going through. So be excited for yourself. Be excited for your children, your future, your grandkids, your great-grands. The word says that he wants us to prosper, that our children's children would be able to benefit from the inheritance. So if you're at the place right now and you can't even help you, how are your great-grandchildren going to benefit from anything? You're going to leave them a bunch of debt. You're going to, because you refuse to get the knowledge. You've got to grow. That saying, the more you know, the further you grow. That's so true. You're going to grow in so many levels. At your job, you will grow because you'll learn more how to operate a business and how it functions. You will be more willing to accept some of the assignments that they give you because that's going to enhance you. Build your resume. So what? They're asking you to work harder than you feel like you should. It doesn't matter. Use it as stepping stones to get to where you're going. Free training. So, and they're actually going to be paying you. They may not be paying you more, but they're going to be paying you to learn another person's job because you got to fill in. It's okay. Look at it as a positive. I'm my own in-house training, and I'm getting paid. I may not be getting paid what I want to get paid, but you're still getting paid, okay? So let's be positive and be supportive in our own self, okay? So I'm Madeline Bass, and this is Empowering Your Mind, and we've had our dose of blessing time. So super excited and so thankful for what God has given me already, and I'm looking forward to the things that he has to come. Remember, go get your blessing. Have a great night.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting